You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Gummardella production.
Well, hello, dear friends, and welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, your home of the best of the big band era. Our featured artist this week is going to be Pete Johnson. He began his musical career in 1922 as a drummer in Kansas City. And from 1926 to 1938, well, he worked as a pianist, accompanying Big Joe Turner. In 1938, he and Turner appeared in From Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall. This concert started the boogie-woogie craze, and Turner and two other performers at the concert, Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons, worked together afterwards at Cafe Society for a long time, and they'd also toured and recorded together. In 1941, Lewis, Ammons, and Johnson were featured in a movie short called Boogie-Woogie Dream. The song Rollin' Pete, featuring Turner on vocals and Johnson on piano, was one of the first rock and roll records. Although there's strong reason to believe that they stole the piece from Jelly Roll Morton, who neglected to register his works, leaving him without any claim to them. Another self-referential title was Johnson and Turner Blues. In 1949, he also wrote and recorded Rocket 88 Boogie, a two-sided instrumental which influenced the later Ike Turner 1951 with his hit Rocket 88. In the late 1940s, Johnson recorded an early concept album, Pete's House Warming, in which he starts out playing alone, supposedly in an empty room of the house, and is joined there by J.C. Higginbotham, J.C. Hurd, and other Kansas City players. Each has a solo single backed by Johnson, and then the whole group plays a jam session together. On this album, Johnson shows his considerable command of stride piano and his ability to work with a group. In 1950, he moved to Buffalo, but despite the health problems that he had, he continued to tour and record, notably with Jimmy Rushing, Big Joe Turner, and on a 1958 Jazz at the Philharmonic tour of Europe, despite losing part of his finger some years earlier while changing a tire. A stroke in 1958 left him partially paralyzed. Johnson made one final appearance at John Hammond's 1967 Spirituals to Swing concert, playing the right hand of the version Rollin' Pete 2 months before his death. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready to begin our show today. We're going to start off with a nice little piece from 1940, Blues on the Downbeat. Thank you. I must admit that this music reminds me of my father. I know that if he ever got around a piano, he would sit down and he would start playing some really wonderful old honky-tonk jazz-type music. That's probably why I have a fondness for this music, because it does remind me of my father. Well, our next piece is one that was probably not far from Pete's mind. It's called Casey on My Mind, 1940. In 1940, Pete Johnson and his band continued to record some good old Kansas City jazz. This recording is called 627 Stomp. Our next tune is Joe Turner and his Fly Cats. Joe Turner and Pete Johnson teaming up together to release Piney Brown Blues. Good one for you from 1941. Just sit back and listen to the rhythm of this piece by Pete Johnson, Just For You. Thank you. Up next from 1946, Pete Johnson's All Stars 1280 Stomp. Let's stay in 1946. He was recording on the national label at that time. Pete Johnson's All Stars, Mr. Drum meets Mr. Piano.
Well, hello, J.C. Hurt.
Hello, Pete.
What brings you to see me?
Well, I thought I'd bring my drums by to have a little session with you.
That's great, man. What are we waiting for?
Thank you.
Well, he did some great recordings on a national label. Same format, but this time it's Mr. Clarinet Knocks Twice.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Al Nicholas. And just in time for some fine jazz.
Solid, man. That's what I came by.
I really like that one. And here's another one, same format, 1946 on a national label. He's introducing each one of his members of his band. This is JC from KC.
JC Higginbotham.
Well, I'm here, and I'm going to do the thing.
Good deal. Thank you.
Okay, it's time to get down to some Boogie Woogie with Boogie Woogie Man from 1941. Well, our next selection is Pete Johnson, who teams up with Albert Ammons, Sixth Avenue Express from 1941. Thank you. dear friends, it's time to close the show once again for this week. I'm glad that you came by and spent some time with me and enjoyed this great music from Kansas City. Well, let's close our show today with a tune from 1939. Pete Johnson and Boogie Woogie Boy Joe Turner, Lovin' Mama Blues. From one of our sponsors.
Hi everyone, it's Bob Camardella with information about a great product that in these trying, uncertain times, you need to know about. For generations, health-conscious people around the world have recognized that the foundation to a healthy life and healthy body is clean, fresh drinking water. This important, essential element is the basis for enjoying your longest, healthiest life. No amount of vitamins or supplements can substitute for the vital life-sustaining properties found in healthful drinking water. Unfortunately, gaining access to good, healthy drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Drinking water may contain chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted contaminants such as herbicides and pesticides. Even bottled water can contain these same contaminants, and moreover, it's very expensive. Most other filtration systems do not remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals from the water. Perhaps that's why the Berkey system has long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water filtration. This simple, high-effective system was developed almost 200 years ago, yet it still produces virtually the finest, most healthful drinking water available. What makes the Berkey system so revolutionary is that it removes pathogenic bacteria and reduces harmful and unwanted organic chemicals while leaving the healthy minerals that the body needs. The Berkey is so powerful that it's able to filter untreated raw pond, lake, river, and even swamp water. Berkey purification elements also remove or reduce pathogenic cysts, parasites, harmful and unwanted chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides, VOCs, detergents, organic solvents, trihalomethanes, cloudiness, silt, sediment, nitrates, nitrites, heavy metals, foul tastes, and odors. Now I gotta tell you, gang, that this is a product that I personally can endorse. I own two Berkeys, and I did my homework. In addition to being the best filtration system out there, there's something else that you got to keep in mind. The Berkey system is gravity fed, and that means that you don't need any electric. So no matter what happens, you are always guaranteed fresh drinking water with the Berkey filtration system. Be smart. Be prepared. Visit BerkeyWater.com today. Research this terrific product, and then order a Berkey system by calling toll-free 888-803-4438. Make sure you use our promo code OTR1. Again, 888-803-4438. Promo code OTR1.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.